this is the perfect time when you're changing all the clocks in your house. Go ahead and change the batteries in your smoke alarm.
Lieutenant Dan Ackerman is with Escambia Fire Rescue, reminding everyone that this is the 26th year of the Change Your Clocks, Change Your Batteries campaign.
The smoke alarm is the only device that's going to wake you up when a fire occurs and you're sleeping. Typically, if you don't have a working smoke alarm, you don't wake up in time to be able to evacuate, or you don't wake up at all. Make sure to get those batteries changed out. If it's not working, it's not saving your life.
Studies show nearly 3,000 people in the U.S. die in home fires each year, most of them between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Smoke alarms were made mandatory in home construction nearly 40 years ago. Since then, says Pensacola Fire Marshal David Allen, their track record is beyond reproach.
The number of fire deaths have dropped dramatically since the mid-70s as a result of the smoke alarms. As a matter of fact, the National Fire Protection Association says that 66% of all home fire deaths between 2003 and 2006 were in homes that did not have working smoke alarms.
Another device that's gained favor with homeowners is the carbon monoxide detector. CO gas is odorless, colorless, and tasteless, and if it replaces enough oxygen in the bloodstream, it's also lethal.
If you use gas appliances such as dryers or stoves or gas for your heat, then it's recommended that you have the carbon monoxide detectors. If you don't have any gas appliances, then you probably have nothing that would produce carbon monoxide, so it really wouldn't be a feature that would be necessary. But a lot of homes do, and so we highly recommend that.
Even with an all-electric home, Allen says it's a good idea to install a carbon monoxide detector in the garage, where vehicles are parked and in many cases where gas-powered generators are used during power outages. Smoke alarms are also vital, says Escambia Fire Rescue's Daniel Ackerman, for protecting children and seniors, who are at the highest risk of perishing in a house fire. Other safeguards include having and maintaining fire extinguishers and developing an escape plan for everyone in the family.
You need two ways out of every room of your house. The first is typically through a doorway, the front door, back door, and then if you can't find a second doorway out, you use a window. And usually the hallway is a generic for all the bedrooms, and then usually one of the windows is the backup for each of those bedrooms.
Homeowners are advised to replace smoke alarms and CO detectors about every 5 years, but Ackerman says don't stop there. Also make sure your heating system is ready for the fall and winter.
Every year, about this time of year, when the first few cold snaps happen, we get called out to homes for stuff like dust burning off the elements, but that's a simple thing. It could be something worse where a bird decided to build a nest in the exhaust pipe, and now you're not getting that complete combustion, you're forming carbon monoxide, and you won't know that unless you have it inspected.
Low-income residents who want a smoke alarm but cannot afford it can take advantage of a local program.
They call 595-HERO inside the county lines. We can bring a smoke alarm out to them and install it for them. But we try to keep it just for those people that have that financial need because we do have a limited supply of them.
More information on fire safety and obtaining a smoke alarm is available at myescambia.com and the Pensacola Fire Department's website, pensacolafire.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.